Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Jack's on the phone. He needs to talk to you.
Oh, I'll get it in the office. Now, let me know how it works out, Matthew.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
How it works out?
The Room of Consequence. Mr. Whitaker's been showing me how it works, and he told me I could try my hand at programming it. So I did. And now I need a victim. I mean, someone who needs a lesson.
Why?
Because Mr. Whitaker said that the Room of Consequence was a teaching machine. If I was going to use it, I had to use it to teach a lesson. Anyway, he promised to critique my work and said that maybe I could help him program other adventures.
Oh, so you're hoping someone with a moral dilemma walks through the door so you can program the machine.
Exactly.
Hi, guys.
Ah, Barrett. How would you like to be my first test case?
What?
Do you have any problems?
I got a sesame seed stuck in my teeth. It's really annoying.
I don't think I can work with that. Are you mad or sad? Or guilt-ridden over something?
Well, I guess I was kind of sad yesterday.
About what?
I was a dollar and a half short to get the Verminoids video game yesterday.
Aw, that's too bad.
So you were mad that the price of the game was more than you expected?
No, it was... I tithed on Sunday. I gave $3 to the church, and it wound up that it was just enough that I wasn't able to afford the video game.
Yeah, but giving to the church is an important thing to do.
I know, but sometimes I don't understand why. How is $3 going to make any difference? The church can't support a missionary, or build a new building, or pay the pastor's salary with $3. You can't even get a cup of coffee for $3.
You drink coffee?
I get it that adults should tithe. Adults make tons of money that can make a big difference. But why should kids do it?
Barrett, I know exactly what you need.
What?
A trip in the Room of Consequence.
I'm not sure that'll help.
Trust me, I've been working with Mr. Whitaker to program it. I've actually done a lot of the work.
Now I'm sure it won't help.
Give it a shot. You might be pleasantly surprised.
I doubt it, but...
Come on.
Well, okay.
Great. Let's do this.
This I gotta see. Matthew, are you sure Whit said you could do this?
Uh-huh. He said I could program an adventure and he'd critique it. Okay, go on in, Barrett.
All right. Now what?
Just stand right there. I'll close the door and your tailor-made Room of Consequence adventure will begin.
Got it.
Are you sure Whit wanted you to actually try it out on someone?
It'd be tough to critique it if I didn't. Program... There. Barrett's definitely gonna remember this lesson.
Wow! I think Matthew tweaked the launch of this thing. That was intense. I kinda liked it.
Matthew, would you mind passing the offering plate, please?
Yes, Mrs. Meltzner.
Huh? I'm
and
in Sunday school?
Today's Bible
of course
verse.
You're in Sunday school.
God
we come here every
a
Sunday.
Cheerful giver.
Which pocket did I put my... here it is. $3. Here you go, Barrett.
No thanks.
You're not giving anything?
No.
All right.
Don't you want to know why?
Not really.
I'll tell you why. Because I just don't understand the point of tithing 3 measly dollars. What difference will it make?
You really feel that way, Barrett?
Oh, Mrs. Meltzner. Hi. I didn't see you there.
You don't think your small amount of money will make a difference?
Not really. I mean, there are lots of rich adults around here who could give their money and support the church. A few bucks isn't going to change anything.
I never thought about it that way. Okay, it's about time for the worship service, everyone.
Wait a minute. You're not going to lecture me?
About what?
The importance of tithing.
No, I think you've thought your argument through.
Service starts in 5 minutes, class.
That was weird.
And we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Would the ushers please come forward with the offering plates?
I can't believe you said that to Mrs. Meltzner.
She asked me. I was just being honest.
Excuse me, Pastor?
Yes, Mrs. Meltzner?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but before we take the offering, I'd like to address the congregation.
Go right ahead.
A boy in my class this morning said something about giving to the church that got me thinking.
Uh-oh.
What is she doing?
I'd like for him to repeat what he told me. Barrett Jones, would you come up to the front?
What?
Please.
We'd like to hear what you have to say, Barrett.
Okay. All I was saying is that I didn't think it was such a big deal that I give an offering. Because it's only a really small amount. Just a few dollars. I mean, it would barely make a difference. And there are lots of other people with lots more money than me who could give instead. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
That's an interesting theory, Barrett.
Interesting?
Yeah, and I have to admit, it makes a lot of sense.
It does?
Yeah. In fact, I completely agree with you.
So do I.
You agree with me?
Yeah. What's the point in giving such a small amount when other people can give much, much more? In fact, I'm going to stop giving altogether.
Me too.
That's a good idea.
What?
Me too.
No, wait. This is crazy. Okay, what's going on? I'm fast-forwarding? Matthew, what was that all about?
The story doesn't make sense. Okay, where am I? What's going on? My voice is deeper. Wait a minute. My arms are hairy. I'm taller. I have sideburns. I'm an adult! What's going on here? Where am I? What a dump. Hello? Anyone here?
Barrett?
Yes. Who are you?
Well, I'm Matthew, of course.
Oh, I get it. You're an adult, too.
It's been so long since I've seen you.
I know. I look old. I must be 30.
Same old Barrett.
So, Matthew, where are we?
This is where the church used to be.
This pile of rubble is the church?
They shut their doors years ago. Vandals have torn it down, brick by brick.
Why?
Because everyone stopped giving. Now, instead of churches, they're only abandoned parking lots where people go to fight each other and steal things and basically sin a lot.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. You're blaming this on me, aren't you?
Excuse me. Can you gentlemen spare a dime or two?
Of course, Pastor.
Pastor?
Yes. He's homeless now.
Yeah, I haven't eaten in 4 days. Unless you count that trash I had for breakfast 2 days ago.
And let me guess. This is my fault, too?
Oh, hello, Barrett. It's nice to see you again.
Mrs. Meltzner? What's wrong with you?
I have a debilitating disease caused by a rare bacteria carried by rats. Rats that were set free from the sewers because you decided not to give a tithe.
Okay, that's enough. What does keeping my $3 have to do with rats?
It's a slippery slope, Barrett. Choices have consequences.
All right. Stop this machine. Stop it.
Get me out of here.
Ah. You're done? So, what did you think?
Seriously, Matthew? That was a bunch of baloney.
What? You didn't think it was powerful?
Powerfully silly, maybe.
So you didn't learn anything?
How could I? It was absurd. The idea was that if I stopped tithing, everyone else would do the same, which would ultimately destroy civilization as we know it.
Matthew, is that really what the adventure was about?
It was a metaphor.
Right. So, I'll tithe metaphorically from now on. I'm gonna head home.
Well, wait a minute, Barrett.
What?
Let's try again.
Not a chance. I'd find out that by not tithing, I was responsible for global warming.
Just get back inside. It'll be different this time.
How?
I've got a few ideas to make this lesson really stand out.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
you, Lord, to bless and multiply these gifts for your glory and the benefit of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we take up our offering this morning, Katrina Meltzner has an announcement she would like to make. Katrina?
Thank you, Pastor. I just wanted to say that this year, our church hopes to raise enough money to send 30 underprivileged children to Camp Wadenut this summer. Kids that would never have had the resources to go will now be able to swim, hike, go to campfires, and learn about Jesus. So if you have any extra money you would like to give today, please do that. It would be a huge blessing to these kids and to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina.
So how much are you going to give, Barrett?
I'm not.
Why?
Because there's no point. My $3 won't send a kid to camp. So, is the world going to end now?
I certainly hope the world isn't going to end. That would be very expensive.
What? Where am I? I wasn't here last time.
You're in the bank, young man.
All right, everybody on the ground! This is a holdup! You!
Me?
Yes, you! Put all the money from the drawers in this bag.
Okay, it'll take a minute. Just don't hurt anyone.
Hey, why aren't you on the ground?
Oh, I'm just here for the show.
Wait a minute. I recognize you.
You do? I don't even recognize myself.
You're, Barney.
Barrett?
Right, you used to go to that church.
Did you go there too?
No. That was the church that ruined my life.
Here we go.
I was in the fifth grade. I was making bad choices, but I was about to turn my life around. In fact, I was planning to go to church camp that very summer. But then they told me that your church didn't raise enough money.
Right. I see where this is going.
They were $2.97 short of me going to camp. I was so disappointed that I decided right then and there to turn to a life of crime. If only someone had given just $3 more.
Okay, this is ridiculous. I'm done.
Connie, stop the machine.
Why'd you want to stop it, Barrett? The adventure's not over yet. The bank's gonna explode.
Now I'm really happy I stopped it.
You didn't like it?
It wasn't any better than yours.
I'm not sure how to take that.
It was completely unrealistic.
Okay, maybe it was a little melodramatic, but the point is still valid. You never know whose life you're gonna affect.
What's going on?
Mr. Whitaker, I was trying the Room of Consequence program out on Barrett.
I thought you were gonna wait so we could work on it together.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought I was supposed to try it out on a needy person. I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker.
I'm needy?
Oh, that's all right, Matthew. It is all right, isn't it, Barrett?
Yeah, it's just that the program was silly. Matthew and Connie each tried programming it, and all it did was try to manipulate my emotions.
Well, if you would just concentrate on the lesson.
Which one? About robbing banks or homeless pastors?
Robbing homeless pastors.
I'm confused.
Join the club.
I think you better tell me what happened and start at the beginning.
So I was only trying to do what you said. Teach a lesson through the adventure.
Well, that's fine, Matthew. But the point of using the Room of Consequence is not to program it so much that you're manipulating the outcome. The idea is to make the outcome a reasonable possibility.
Well, I thought it was reasonable.
Huh.
I'll tell you what, Barrett. How about one more try?
You want me to go in the Room of Consequence again?
This time I'll program it, and we'll go in together. I think you'll understand the lesson better this time. Now, trust me.
I do. All right. Let's do this.
Now, are you ready?
Ready when you are, Mr. Whitaker.
All right, Matthew. Start the program. Now, this is going to be a little different than your other adventures, Barrett. Instead of you playing yourself in the adventure, we're going to be watching you.
I'm going to watch myself?
That's right.
Freaky.
We'll skip past the first part when you decide not to tithe during church, since you've already seen that twice. Let's move ahead to when you're older, shall we?
Okay. Oh, you'll love my voice. It's so low and soothing.
This movie is terrible.
You don't like End of the World, all action,
wait a minute.
No plot,
is that
dribble?
Me in
no
college?
Idea. Yeah, I believe so.
Cool. I'm rooming with Matthew. And look at me. I must be working out a lot.
Barrett, did you get this notice from Student Ministries? They need donations for Thanksgiving baskets for the homeless.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm just really strapped right now. I've got tuition payments for the spring due in a month.
Killer.
Oh, right.
Please tell me that we're not going to see any more bank robberies.
No, but we are moving forward about 10 years.
Whoa. Yes, sir. We can do that for you first thing tomorrow. By noon?
So well, that's me as an adult.
But I'll make sure and I guess that's your house.
Thank you.
It's
sir.
Huge.
We'll see you then.
How did I afford that?
Looks like you've done well for yourself.
Matthew.
Hey, Barrett.
Hey.
I was just passing by and thought I'd stop in. I haven't seen you in church in a while.
Yeah, I've been working lots of weekends. Busy season.
Right, right. So, listen, I had another reason for coming over. I don't know if you've heard, but the church is trying to build an addition.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we're opening a community center for area kids. You know, a place for them to play, have fun, and learn about Jesus.
That sounds like a great idea, Matthew.
Well, thanks. You know, we're excited. So, anyways, we're going to need a good deal of money to make it happen. I know that your company is doing well, and I was wondering if Jones Landscaping would like to help sponsor the project.
Oh.
Come on. I mean, you could get your name on the wall.
I'm sorry, Matthew, but I don't think we can do that right now. We're expanding, buying some new equipment, hiring some new employees, and we're going to need all the capital we can get.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You understand, don't you?
I do. You know, it's no big deal. We'll find the money somewhere.
Nah, I'm sure you will. There are a lot of people in your church with money.
Yeah, I think we have a few.
See? Even Matthew admits that my few bucks wouldn't be missed.
Well, now we're moving about a year ahead.
Sounds good.
Yes, Mr. Oswald. I'm sure you'll love the plan that we've worked up for your landscaping.
Mr. Jones.
Just a minute. Well, we aim to serve. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Steve. What's on your mind?
I've been working here for 10 years now. I've been very loyal. I've worked hard, gotten us a lot of clients, and brought in a lot of money.
That you have. And it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Good. Because I was looking over my records and, well, it's been a long time since my last raise.
Oh?
And I was wondering if you might consider a bump in my salary.
I see.
I mean, I wouldn't normally ask, but I've got a kid about to go to college. My wife's working 2 jobs. It would be a huge blessing.
You do deserve a raise.
Oh, thank you.
But you know as well as I do how tight things are right now. With the economy being what it is, we've got to save every penny.
Right.
I'll tell you what. Give me 6 months, then come back in, and we'll see where we're at.
Okay, but...
What?
Well, that's what you told me 6 months ago.
Well, if I'd been able to foresee the future back then, I wouldn't have said that. We simply can't handle the extra cost right now.
I get it.
Thanks, Steve. And keep up the good work.
Oh, by the way.
Hmm?
That's a nice photo. Is that your boat?
Yeah.
A yacht. Nice.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna become a self-centered cheapskate?
Maybe just, frugal?
Where are we now?
It's the community center that Matthew mentioned earlier.
Then it did get built. I knew it. That proves that my money wasn't needed.
Well, here you come now.
Barrett, what are you doing here?
Hey, I was just on my way to the bank and I saw the sign. Thought I'd stop in and say hello.
Well, I'm glad you did. Come on in.
You know, this looks great.
Well, thanks. We're not quite done yet. When we get the money, we're going to try to put in a small pool. But for now, we've got foosball, ping pong over there, couches to hang out at, you know, the usual.
Well, I'm glad you raised the money to make it happen.
Yeah, you know, a few people came through for us.
Including you, I see.
What?
Your name's on the wall.
Yeah, well, I voted against putting my name up there. I lost.
You must have given a lot.
Some.
But didn't you lose your job recently?
Well, I got laid off about a year ago, but I've been finding odd jobs here and there. We're making it.
Mr. Matthew!
Hey, Joey, how are you?
Guess what? I got an A-.
On your spelling test?
Only missed one. I missed naughty.
Yeah, that one gets me too.
You said you'd play me 5 games of foosball if I got an A.
Right, but you got an A-.
Same thing.
All right, 4 games. I'll be over there in a minute, buddy.
Yay, I get the blue player!
Fun kid.
Yeah, he is. Good story, too. He was really struggling in school, failing all of his classes. His parents weren't around much, probably heading for a really hard life. But then he started coming here, and we gave him some tutoring, and he's doing well. And 2 weeks ago, he gave his life to Christ.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really rewarding watching all of these kids grow.
I bet.
Hey, you know what? We need loads of help. You want to volunteer? There aren't many better ways to use your time, Barrett.
I'm sure there aren't. But I'm pretty busy with work, you know?
Oh.
I mean, I have a lot of responsibility.
Sure.
Nights, weekends, I don't know if you could really count on me. And I don't want to let the kids down with me not showing up.
Right, of course.
But hey, this is great. Really great. You're making a difference here.
Yeah, you know, I think so. Well, I should go. Joey's waiting patiently at the foosball table. Hey, it was nice seeing you, Barrett.
Hey, it's good seeing you too, buddy. Why does he seem so happy? Why am I so miserable?
So, how'd it go? Do you feel guilty yet?
Matthew.
Do you think I could really turn out like that, Mr. Whittaker?
I don't know. It's important to realize that our actions today form the person we become tomorrow. But I know you well enough to believe that at some point along the way, you'd figure out that tithing is more for us than it is for God.
So, are you saying that God actually doesn't need our money?
No, the truth is, Barrett, everything we have is a gift from God. When we tithe, we're just giving a portion of it, the first fruits, back to Him. Mm-hmm. What it ultimately comes down to is that what God desires more than our money is our obedient hearts.
So that's why we give tithes?
We give out of obedience. We give because we want to be good stewards of our money. We give because of how much God gave to us. And we should give with a cheerful heart, knowing that what we do give has eternal value.
Even if it's just $3?
Of course. Remember, giving when you're young prepares you for a lifetime of sacrificial giving.
Yeah, like it says in Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with little can also be trusted with much.
That's right. And it's also true of our time as well. When we don't foster a spirit of generosity in our hearts, we end up with a spirit of greed.
Yeah.
I guess in the end, $3 winds up being worth a lot more than $3.
Absolutely.
All right. You got me on the third try. I learned my lesson, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, Whit has a way of getting us every time.
At the end of Barrett's adventure, Whit mentioned sacrificial giving. That's what we're doing when we give our money to God. And it's important to remember that when we give to our church or to missions, is really just giving back what God has given to us in the first place. Our money actually belongs to Him, along with everything else that we have, our talents, our abilities. In fact, our lives belong to Him, bought and paid for when Jesus died for us. What better example of sacrificial giving could we have? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. For $3 More was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Gap Digital and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andy Pessoa as Barrett, Zach Callison as Matthew, Andre Stoika as Whit, and Katie Lee as Connie, along with Phil Crowley, Brandon Gilberstadt, Keith Ferguson, Jeremy Pessoa, and Audrey Wazalewski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.